and we locked her in the room already anyway. So, all right, she's got today's news.
All right. One person died, two others were injured in an explosion at a mill yesterday in northwest Oregon in the small city of Gaston. Fire department officials say it happened at the Stimson Lumber Company shortly before 1 p.m. when a piece of equipment called a hydraulic accumulator exploded. Fire department spokesman Ken Bilderback says three employees were trying to dismantle the piece of equipment. A Life Flight helicopter airlifted one person to Legacy Emanuel Hospital in Portland, where he later died. Another worker was rushed in an ambulance to Legacy's trauma unit with critical injuries, and the third person was taken by ambulance to a local hospital with less serious injuries. The building was evacuated as a safety precaution. Witnesses say that explosion did not cause the fire. It's one of the more controversial things the state legislature does, redrawing state and congressional maps. And now, the latest map proposals are online for everyone to see and comment on. They were unveiled yesterday. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has the details.
The state committee in charge of redistricting posted the proposals on the state legislature's website. Committee member Senator Chris Telfer of Bend says people can go online, take a look at the ideas, and submit their feedback. But she says don't get too married to one of those maps.
There is no way that this is going to be either one of them or any of them are going to be the final map. These are just starting points for, and we've started to negotiate, started to talk. I don't want to get anybody overly excited that, yay, this is a good map or this is a bad map. This is a starting point.
During the next 2 weeks, the state is holding public hearings to get testimony on the proposed legislative and congressional redistricting plans. Those meetings are in Salem, so they're also accepting written comments by mail, email, and fax. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBN. Radio News.
The Oregon Bureau of Labor says it found substantial evidence the owner of Typhoon Restaurant is guilty of civil rights violations against its Thai employees. Stephen Klein owns 8 restaurants throughout the state, including the Typhoon Restaurant and Bo's Asian Bistro in Bend. Labor Commissioner Brad Avakian filed the complaint against the restaurants last fall.
The Bureau of Labor found substantial evidence of civil rights violations. Specifically, that Thai employees were being paid less, were working longer hours, were being forced to work through their meal and rest period, and sometimes even to take work home with them without being paid.
The Bureau also claims they found the Thai workers were treated with deportation, threatened rather with deportation, and forced to sign employment agreements that would require workers to pay Typhoon thousands of dollars if they quit. Owner Stephen Klein denies the claims.
We never threatened deportation. Never. We don't threaten people. You know, there's no need. If people are unhappy, they can go home. We welcome people to go home before their contracts are up. We have never fined anyone. I think if anybody who examines this company is going to find that it's a very humanitarian operation.
Stephen Klein will have a chance to defend himself before an administrative law judge. Nearly $500,000 a year. That's how much the OSU athletic director, Bob DeCarolis, will get after signing a 5-year contract extension. 1110 KBND's Dave Jarvis has details.
The agreement keeps him in Corvallis through June 2016 and ends speculation that he would take a job elsewhere after entertaining various offers. Since DeCarolis joined Oregon State's athletic department in 1998, the school's sports programs have enjoyed various successes, including the football team's appearances in 9 bowl games and the baseball team's 2 NCAA titles. Also, during his time at OSU, the Beavers' student-athletes continue to boast teams routinely among the top schools for Pac-10 all-academic selections. Dave Jarvis, 1110 KBND Radio News.
DeCarolis has also been the driving force behind the construction and remodeling of Research Stadium, Gill Coliseum, Goss Stadium, and other facilities on OSU's campus. That's a look at our news for today. I'm Kim Birchfield, News Talk 1110 KBND.
She certainly is. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, Skyview Traffic in your forecast today. Ooh, 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 Sunday. Be there, because it's going to be 50% off music and movies at the Bend Community Thrift Store. It's the only time you can do it this Sunday, so check them out. Bend's Community Thrift Store on Franklin Avenue, helping you and Central Oregon. Now, as far as what's going on with our roads and weather, it looks like you're not going to have any trouble getting around town.
Because the roads are just fine.
Oh, thanks so much.
There'll be some changes during the weekend with some rain developing Saturday and continuing into Sunday. And temperatures also will cool down later in the weekend. As far as this Thursday, partly cloudy from this morning into the afternoon with a high today close to 60. And partly cloudy overnight, the low is going to drop down into the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 60s. An area of low pressure is going to be close to the coast Saturday. We may see afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high near 66. And cooler with rain Sunday, a high in the low to mid-50s. From the Weather Channel, I'm Jeff Maher on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Currently 30 degrees in Sisters, 38 in Redmond, 33 in Bend on the morning news. Up next, today's money news and sports.
This weekend only. Save 70% on Napa Gold Air, Oil, and Cabin Filters during the big do-it-yourself sale at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. We now give you the remaining 70% of our commercial to think about what a great deal 70% off Napa Gold Filters really is. Oh, forgot to mention Castrol GTX conventional motor oil for only $2.98 a quart. Sorry. And a mail-in rebate of up to $75 on qualifying engine parts. Oh, you're still thinking. Okay, no more thinking. Do it yourself with Napa know-how and save 70% on Napa Gold filters and more. This weekend only at Napa Auto Parts. 70% off Napa Gold filters. Wow.
Guarantee Cleaning.
Hi, this is Betty. I see you clean Oriental rugs. I have a big rug in my dining room. How